So my name is Alex Donaldson, and I'm going to conduct this interview on behalf of one another and the Wellcome Trust.
Yeah.
So if you could just state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Oliver Parsons Baker, 26, from Birmingham. Sorry, if I turn that off.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. And how are you feeling today?
Nervous.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it though.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched everyone the first day. It looks fantastic.
So do you know what you're doing?
My first half an hour is going to be dressed up in the WaterAid poo costume, which I think everyone's quite excited about and looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly am. And then my second half an hour is being dressed up in as a fish. A quick change halfway through on the plinth.
What's the significance of both of these?
The WaterAid poo costume is all about highlighting the water and sanitation crisis that's hitting developing countries. 4,000 child deaths every day. With the G8 starting tomorrow, we want to deliver the message to Gordon Brown, the G8 leaders, to take action, basically. And then the fish costume is all about the impact overfishing. My background is marine biology, and so you know I've had an interest in the marine environment for a long time, and basically highlighting the recent movie called The End of the Line based on the book by Charles Clover, which details all about the impacts of overfishing on the world's oceans.
And are these two issues that you've been involved in for quite a while?
I originally read Charles's book in 2006, and you know I did my undergrad and in marine biology, and then I did my master's, so which is all marine biology based. So I've always had an interest in it. And then my WaterAid, I work for a water company, and I've been a rep for them in the past as well. So, and I sort of take part in their charity events and stuff. So yeah, two issues that are important to me. And it's great that, basically overfishing one, a lot of people know about, so it's great to finally, you know, not just be talking to, you know, other marine biologists about the issue, you know, a wider audience.
And was it who encouraged you to get involved in the project? Was it yourself?
I can't really remember how I found out about it, to be honest. I think it was on The Archers now, because that's become a great big line. It's a really strong storyline, and so the latest Anthony Gormley appearing at the Fates, which I really don't believe, but so I think I just heard it through that, and it just sounded a really good idea. And I read Susan Jeffers' book Feel the Fear, and it was all about, you know, finding new fresh experiences, and that sounded like a different experience to take part in. So I thought I'd just sign up and give it a go.
So what are you aiming to kind of achieve during your hour?
My achievement basically is to, hopefully, that we're running a movie. We're basically the movie showing in the Prince Charles Theatre this evening for The End of the Line. So hoping, you know, people will be able to, you know, be able to learn about the project by The End of the Line, also then have a chance to go see the movie this afternoon. And then also the aim is to deliver the message to Gordon Brown for the G8 starting tomorrow. So. And basically also just to enjoy the experience, basically. Not many people can say they've been on the fourth plinth in a fish in a poo costume, so that's what I hope to achieve.
To bring you back to this film, The End of the Line.
Yeah.
Could you just briefly explain a little bit about it? Produced it?
The Fish Film Company produced the movie. The director was Rupert Murray, and it's basically a documentary detailing the bits and pieces that Charles' journey in discovering the impacts of overfishing, and it's sort of shot along the lines of something like David Attenborough would do or something like that. So you get to see all the animals and that sort of thing. It's going to deliver the message really quite clearly.
And who are you aiming this towards? Who's your target?
It's the consumers, basically. It's finally educating the consumer that they do, you know, they can actually make a difference in what we buy, and in, you know, sort of, you know, things like tuna. You know, everyone has tuna sandwiches and that sort of thing, but actually, you know, it's depending on species, it's unsustainable. So it's basically finally you know, obviously the things with meat, vegetables and dairy, that's become, the provenance of food has become really big, but fish is not really, no people really consider that. You know, we've always thought the ocean to be inexhaustible. So, you know, this realisation that it isn't, and actually consumers can make a choice. It's just like climate change and every other environmental issue that actually we can make a difference.
And how are you going to divide or weigh up your time between the two just causes?
As in on the plinth?
Yeah.
I'm just splitting it straight down the middle, 30 minutes for each one. It's under an equitable deal, basically.
And what exactly are you planning to do in your outfit?
Well, for the pea costume, I have four signs from WaterAid, which is sort of basically highlights the magnitude. There's 884 million people in the world that don't have access to clean water. There's, I think it's 2.5 billion that don't have access to a safe place to go to the toilet. Then there's you know, basically a message to the G8 leaders, basically. So there's big signs, you know, hopefully, you know, the pew seat will engage people, and then they will, you know, look at the messages on the boards. And then the second half now, the fish costume, is there's going to be a combination of signs, and I'm also going to read extracts of The End of the Line to people, the introduction, give it people an idea of what I'm actually talking about. And then around the plinth, there's going to be WaterAid people with leaflets and stuff, how to get involved, and also The End of the Line. Well, I'm told Waitrose might be giving fish samples, but I'm not sure how organised they are. So that might happen or might not, I don't know. But they'll be down there as well, around the plinth.
So how much organisation does this take?
Well, for me, a little bit, but mainly for the other guys, they've been fantastic. I've sort of given them ideas and how I wanted to play it and that sort of thing, and they've just been absolutely fantastic. And a lot of work has gone into sorting it and getting the costume sorted and all the media. So no, it's quite a lot of work, more than I expected, but it's been good. It's been good.
So do you have any hopes, fears?
I just want to fall in the net, basically, because either as a fish or a poo, I don't think it's going to look too good, to be honest. So yeah, that's my main aim, basically.
That's great. And sorry, where are you from?
Birmingham.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time.
That's okay. Been
great. Do you have anything else to add?
No.
Any kind of message?
No, I don't. No.
Okay. Great. Well, we shall see how it turns out. It'll be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.